Today I speak to you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Good morning and Merry Christmas. Did some people get some sleep last night, or just a little? No. I see shaking heads, no. Okay. Well, thank you for being here. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors. A wonderful peace on earth comes with relationship with God, a hope, a goodwill that is brought to all of us. Christmas is the celebration of God keeping his word and sending his only begotten Son in the flesh. It is the most significant event in our history. The Messiah is born. The birth of Jesus marks the beginning of our redemption, leading to the cross and the resurrection. The real King of Priests is now among us. The birth of Jesus is a great sign, and the history and story invites us to wonder, to respond in expressing how our faith in this surprising nature of God's incarnation. We have a flood of emotions this time of year. Joy, sorrow, love, comfort, and discomfort. But how can we wonder through Luke's gospel and what it teaches us today? The birth of Jesus and the shepherds and the angels. Sounds like movies and things we see throughout this time of year of all the angels singing and talking to everybody. But it is also not only guiding us, but Luke's gospel is also guiding us to the people of God, so we can reflect on how God is unfolding before us. It is through all the encounters we have, the good, the unexpected, sometimes the expected, the unknown, and the ultimate surprise encounter that stays with us, that we experience God. Even if things in our lives are not planned, God still arrives. We have to be open to it and realize it. Joseph and Mary undertook these challenges. These profound images in this gospel before us this morning are a depth of teaching us to embrace, to sit with, and to listen to the scripture now and always. In Luke, we are taught five aspects that are teaching us of how to keep moving. One is to embrace God's timing in that discomfort. We have here the census for registration that Mary and Joseph have to go do. It's not exactly convenient. We all know sometimes convenience and inconvenience is in our paths, or like we're in a hurry and all of a sudden every other car pulls out in front of you or you catch every red light when you're in a hurry. But it's not fighting that inconvenience. It's timing of our journeys where God intervenes. He is leading. The second is to find humility in ourselves. Mary had a baby. She laid the baby in a manger. The baby is not in a palace, not in thousands of dollars of a baby bed, but in a manger that worked. It's not perfect, but do we need anything more? Third, to obey God when we are called, like the shepherds. The shepherds responded when they were called. They listened, even though they may have been unsure of what was ahead. They were told, though, do not be afraid. That stays with us if we deeply rooted in scripture. We see a lot of do not be afraid in the Gospels in the New Testament. That is something to carry with us every moment of every day. Not having all the answers, the shepherds had the heart to watch, to listen, and to follow. God cares for his people no matter their social status. Fourth, Mary treasured what was being spoken to her. She pondered it through her heart. We are to meditate on God's words, to sit with them, not just hear them and turn them into something we want them to say. And finally, to share the good news with others, anyone that we encounter and realize God's love is in all of us, to all. There are times in our lives when things are difficult. In difficult moments, there's a lot of divine encounters that takes us awe and wonder of, huh, interesting. And then you start thinking there's more than what we could understand, but know that that is in how we are being led. Instead of being so wrapped up in our own stuff, we miss what might actually be right in front of us. God continues to reveal his Son. We might not expect it when it comes. Christ's perfect humanity is something to strive for. Christ embraced growth, learning, emotions, pain, waiting patiently, and finally joy. Our true joy is knowing Christ, and it is beyond our imagination sometimes, and even today on Christmas, it could be more than our imagination can think of. Our response is to always witness and worship our Lord and eternal peace. Christmas is more than a tradition that we celebrate every year on December 25th. It is the story to God entering into our lives, reminding us every day going forward. The ordinary being transformed into the extraordinary, meaning of hope and comfort, togetherness. We joyfully receive him as our Redeemer. May we with sure confidence behold him when it comes to be our judge. We know this story. We know where this story is headed in the months to come. So let today be the mark for the beginning of our redemption, our new understanding, our learning to be more in depth with our Lord. The sacrifice on the cross to free humanity from the bondage of sin, death, and spiritual separation from God, restoring our relationship with him. Jesus's deliverance redeems us believers from the power of guilt and offers new eternal life through faith. He reconciles us by removing that barrier of sin and directing us back into relationship with God. As the story of Joseph and Mary and baby Jesus teaches us this Christmas day, know that our response is in faith, having confidence in that faith, by acknowledging the need of our Savior, repenting and accepting Jesus Christ, now and always and forever. Amen.